Good evening, everybody. It is January 1st, 2022. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do the show Sunday through Thursday at around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's actually Saturday, isn't it? I shouldn't be doing a show. Well, I can do a show tonight because I'm on holidays. I don't have a whole lot today. It's lazy, relaxed times known as the holy days. But I thought I'd broadcast anyway to say hi, see how everyone is doing. Maybe just do a little bit of advertising. Maybe I'll watch a few videos with you. Phone lines are open. 800. What is the phone number here? Let me just double check. Put them up on the screen for you. 810-666-1984. 902-400-1984. Thanks for joining. Maybe nobody's going to join right now. It doesn't look like anyone is on the video chat channel on the YouTube. We're at fakeologist.com/live, where we broadcast to YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, DLive, and FakeoTube. Let's see if anyone is on the FakeoTube site. We can easily look there by clicking on FakeoTube. Yeah, we got one person watching live on the FakeoTube. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, as you can see, I haven't posted a ton on FakeoTube. I've got a few things here. I've got Dr. Andrew Molden's Tolerance Lost. Really important stuff. One, two, three different parts. They're 2 hours long each. And it looks like we've got a few people watching them now. Everyone should watch that. Not the easiest to follow, but his main message is end vascular ischemia. All these toxic injections cause all kinds of white blood cell activity, which blocks the red blood cells from traveling down to the end vascular capillary tissues. They block those vascular capillaries, and then those end vascular tissue areas that are serviced by these very small vessels die from lack of red blood cells and oxygenation. And that's his message. He says it over and over again. Why don't I just play a bit from part one and see what he's got, what he's talking about. That's what I get out of these things. So we'll play a bit of this, see if it works. Dramatic music.
This DVD, as you know, has been designed to describe in physiology across multiple areas of medicine how the brain and the body has been damaged by the processes that lead to what we now consider a type of stroke in the body, when small end blood vessels are temporarily and sometimes permanently blocked off when the blood starts to sludge. Blood will sludge in small blood vessels as a consequence of many things, including infectious diseases, including changes in viruses and some vaccines that you may receive, and more particularly some of the heavy metals, specifically aluminum in vaccines, is very contributory to things that we will discuss in these videos. The slide right behind me here right now, this is basically the big problem in the world that we have. We are trying to control across the planet infectious diseases. And by doing so, we realize as physicians and public health care practitioners that the only way you can control an infectious disease in the population is to get something that we call herd immunity. And herd immunity is a concept that means if you have 100 cows on a farm.
By the way, I'm not sure how up to date he is or was on the germ theory and herd immunity. I think he might believe in it. Like all other people that are giving us clues. We have to toss certain things that I think are wrong, but utilize the other parts that he's saying. So I'm not sure I agree with this part.
And you want to control an infectious disease in that cattle farm. The only way you will do that with...
I don't believe in infectious disease. I guess he does. But that doesn't mean that we can't listen to what the damage vaccines do.
Vaccinations is if you get 95% of that cattle on that farm immunized. So infectious disease control using vaccinations will only work to protect the herd if you get 95% of that herd immunized. So the only way that vaccines will work as a public health measure is that they need a very high degree of uptake. And we say that generally meaning you need 95% uptake, meaning that the population as a whole, you must get 95% of the population immunized with a particular virus or bacteria or vaccination in order to ensure the rest of the herd will benefit from the herd immunity. Now that means we have a mandatory, universal, one-size-fits-all vaccination program that is put in place to try to achieve herd immunity, but at the expense of considering us all to be able to handle the same biologically active injections in our body. And that, unfortunately, as we will see in these videos, is not always the case. So right here, basically, is a young baby, and this is who we are trying to protect on this planet with the vaccine as we're currently deploying them. The pharmaceutical industry, there are various corporations involved in promoting the vaccination programs, and it's becoming...
Don't forget, this is probably from 2014. This is quite a bit in the past. I can't remember when he allegedly died, but I think we're going on 10 years. This is fairly old. We don't see Pfizer in this list, but we see all the other biggies there, but definitely worth watching. Listen to it in the background as you're doing your daily activities. But definitely worth a peek. So that's Dr. Andrew Molden. Tolerance lost. Many of these tips and tricks I get from Amanda Vollmer's website, which is yummy.doctor. I'll just bring that up real quick. Yummy.doctor. She's done so much to... increase everyone's knowledge of what's going on. So take a look at her website, yummy.doctor. She's got a Telegram group as well. She's got tons of her videos, even broken up into categories. And she serves her videos herself as well. And she also has, of course, all the tolerance loss videos. And looks like she talked with Peggy Hall. It's been a while. Let's watch a bit of that. I'm just going to skip around and doing some of my research on the fly.
Streaming here. So welcome, everyone. This is Peggy Hall from thehealthyamerican.org. I know you know my guest. This is Amanda Vollmer. She was one of the earliest voices over a year ago when all of this imposed upon us. And Amanda has been deplatformed again and again from YouTube. And these public platforms, in my view, it's just the truth is too hot to handle. And so it's interesting because they want to silence our voices, but there's always another way. So Amanda, welcome. So great to be connected with you again. It's been some months since we first chatted, and mm-hmm. I would love to hear what's been going on with you. You're in Canada. I'm in the United States. We are more than a year into this. I want to hear what's going on in your area.
Yeah, so I guess this is about 6 months old.
Yeah, and I've been watching what's been going on in Cali because the UN Agenda 21, which is what this all is been targeting, more areas than other areas. And they focus on specific population and also where the resources are. And I think where I'm in Ontario, it's a huge population, but also there's a lot of resources. And so, and same with California and that whole coastal area, they want that. And I think part of their whole fires, starting fires and chasing people out and pushing the shot, you know, agenda and these sorts of things are part of, you know, rustling up people to evacuate as much as possible. And it's worked. I mean, a lot of people have run for the hills, and I'm on that edge where I'm like, do I just build the fort and go for it? Or do I flee? And I'm not sure, but what's happened so far is, well, I've been working with a lobbying group to try to stop Bill C-15, which we were not successful in stopping. It's gone through 4 readings now, and it's going up, you know, to their ritual.
All right, so there's Peggy Hall with Amanda Dawn Vollmer. Really good stuff. The top of the blog, fakeologist.com, I'll just zip back over there, and you can see FAC 1010, New Year's Eve Marathon. Take a look at this lineup of all the people that came by to say Happy New Year to the Fakeologist crew. This is all via the Discord server at fake11.com/Discord. And I should put this on FACO too, but take a look at the lineup. Look at all the people that came by. Amazing. A couple new names and voices. Wild Times 3, Gimme Milkies. I'm not sure if he spoke. I didn't listen to every single second, because there's 17 hours of this. So most of New Year's Eve, because New Year's Eve starts, New Year's Day starts mainly on New Year's Eve in Australia with respect to North America. It was about an all-day affair, and you will be impressed with the truth that's dropped in that. All this is free, of course. Fakeologist.com is a free service. We are on the value-for-value model, so just send your time, talent, or treasure, or all three, like some people have. And otherwise, if you can't afford it, that's fine. You can have access to all of it. So yeah, that was very, very enjoyable. And I was there for a few hours as well. All right, so we also have Fakeologist Shorts, where I post a lot of videos that I'm planning on using or promoting to FakoTube later. I just use this as my Twitter or my notepad. And if you want to send me a tip, I'm at fakeologist.com. As I said before, I mainly access my email. Let's all stick to email. It's the fastest, most fantastic way to pass information among ourselves, censor-free for the most part. This is something, I think I played this already, by Tim Truth. I don't remember, but Tim Truth is doing some amazing work.
In this video, I want to go through a number of very concerning reports.
Also has an amazing audio setup. Very clear. Make sure you subscribe to him on Tim Truth, 3,000 subscribers.
From the
Rumble, I mean.
United States Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is managed by the HHS and the CDC. And these are very concerning reports having to do with loss of sight or even blindness right after people's vaccines. And they differ in severity and in how much time after the vaccine. But I want to go through all of these, tell these people's stories. These are from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. So here's the first one. Left CVA, right-sided numbness, vision loss, 2/16/2021. So a 74-year-old male, just 2 weeks after the shot, symptoms onset. CVA is a stroke. That's a cerebrovascular accident. Here's the next report. Symptom onset the same day as the vaccine for the 60-year-old male. On evening of vaccine, patient developed arthralgias. Right eye felt irritated. 30% vision loss with blurring. during the night, developed fevers, chills, substernal chest pain with radiation, and it goes on and on. But the key thing here,
what year is that from?
95. Is the 30% vision loss.
All right, back then. We'll take a look at that.
Yeah, that seems like way too much for a Christmas tree back then.
Female president of the United States.
And take a listen to this. This is a tip I got on my Discord server. Zach Hubbard, Gematria Effect News 24. I think he's at 24 channels. That's why it's called 24. But apparently he did a shout out to me, which is fantastic. We're going to find that and play it. Play it for the record.
Born 333 days after the Kennedy assassination.
Okay, huh. Yeah, very interesting. How did you find that clip anyway?
Here we go.
My friend sent it to me. There's somebody called Fakeologist, and they posted it on their blog or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
They checked this video out. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still doing his thing. Actually, he was like one of the first people to find me and interview me, Fakeologist. All right. I'm glad he's still out there.
Now, I left a comment on the blog on his YouTube channel. I see it's gone. So there you go. So much for wasting your time making a comment on YouTube. Completely gone. Oh, well. But at least he gave me a shout out.
Cool. Yeah. Hopefully you guys can find some more stuff on that, because that's a gold mine. There's so much of that. But yeah, shout out to you, Neo, Chigozi, everybody else that's been putting shit into that.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I wasn't even paying attention. What was the date? I saw it was 1980.
Oh, he's still doing it. This guy has about over 6,000 patrons on Patreon. So he's bringing in some serious do-re-mi right now. And I think his main attraction is for gamblers, because he analyzes games by the numbers, gematria. I don't know what his success rate is. I guess if your success rate is more than 50%, you're going to have a following, which is just above a coin toss. But I'm guessing that people are making money off his predictions of sports. And again, if you're over 50% successful, you're going to keep your followers. So that's kind of interesting, but I just played that because he gave me a shout out. I don't listen to the show, but I have listened in the past. He was a guest, and let me just see what his website is. Gematria Effect. I went to his website, and actually the link to his YouTube, you click on it, is no good. This brings you to a dead channel, I believe. Yeah, he's linked to an old channel that he doesn't even use. So, yeah, update your website, buddy. But let me send him a message. So he's busy making posts. Okay. So he's done posts right up to the end of the right into today. So let's leave a message for him. Maybe he's too big to talk these days, who knows? Here we go. Well, let me see if I can just send him a message through the old email system. Zach. Yeah, ZachHubbard83@gmail.com. I'll ask him if he wants to come back. Give him a message. Thanks for the shout out. Can you come back? I've had so many people back. Okay. I just sent him a message. Let's see if that email address is valid. What else have I been doing? Hope you guys had a good holiday, good break. Let's do a quick review of who's here. Bring up the FakoTube Take it to a page right there. Let's do a review. We've got Stupid in the chat. Hello. We've got Gabriel. Hello, Gabriel. Tunax is in the house. 2022, is the scamdemic over? No, you're in year, still in year two, going into year three after 311, our anniversary. Connor, hello, from Ireland. Lovely Ireland. Skate and Destroy, not sure where you're from. Metaphysical Logic, hello, not sure where you're from. Don't Be a Dog's Body, hello, happy 2022. And I don't know where you're from. January 6th is 666 days from the beginning of the pandemic. Is that right? That sounds about right. If it started on 311. Flat Earth Jacquois, hello, he's on the Twitch. And Canada is captured, like all the rest of them are totally captured. This is FAK 450, psychologist show, and there's the date, January 1st, 2022. As I said before, it's frustrating watching shows. You don't even know what day it is when you watch them because they get passed around and shared, which is great. It looks like my last show, which was with Northern Tracy, that was episode 449, as I said, more people are watching that show than are watching today's show. So this is always amusing to me, but that's great. Just people watch their stuff at their leisure. Fantastic. And the scam just keeps going on. Let me bring up Steve Kirsch's latest. Steve Kirsch is working hard, it seems, on our side. He's trying to get something going. Go to stevekirsch.substack.com. Here's his secret plan to end the vaccine madness. But at least he's being constructive and creating activities. And at least he's doing something. Now, if his end game is to just bring his own medication and still keep the vaccine passports, then I'm not too thrilled. But he's getting a lot of engagement, which is great. Now, my suggestion was, to those who are yet to see the bigger picture, go to Unlimited Hangout and read Whitney Webb. Yeah, I've looked at her too. Unlimited Hangout. Let's take a peek at that. Unlimited Hangout. Whitney Webb. The website, so we'll have to use DuckDuckGo to bring it up. What's she talking about? Actually, this is a really good article that John Klizchek wrote. Obviously, he's one of the writers here. Very interesting, the future of teaching. Definitely going to be changing in the next 10 years. Do I see any? So she's got more of a newspaper look to it. Where's her big plan? Bankers. Does a podcast on Rofkin. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to. I'm really resisting joining other platforms. It's just too much. And they take your $10 a month and split it to wherever you look at. I get the idea. It's fine. We have these other ways, and that is just donate directly. Why give 10 and 15% to somebody else just for setting up a website or a payment processing? It seems crazy. Yeah, so take a look at her stuff. She's got a podcast. Let's see about that. Oh, yeah, you have to go through Rofkin. No, that's not true. She's on Apple or SoundCloud. Oh, I see. The newest episode, you got to log in to Rofkin. Okay. Well, this all looks familiar to me. 9/11 and anthrax. Okay. Interesting. Well, so many podcasts to listen to, people. It's really hard to keep up. I don't know how you do it. I know how I do it. I'm driving half the time, so I don't have any distractions. But man, when you're sitting at your computer, there's so much to look at. It's crazy. Where's my comment? Let's see. Let's fast forward to my comment here. Here? Where's the damn thing? This? Take all. I don't know why it's not scrolling forward. Yeah, my suggestion was, do we let people know the end game? Would that help wake them up? Yeah, I put this here. A couple people agree. We need to let them know the end game. Life passports that will determine where we go, who we see, what we eat, what we can buy, what we can own. And I sent a link to vaccinetruthtalk.uk. He's really figured it out. Talking about the life passports. That's the end game. Whether vaccines play a role in the end game, I don't know. I'm not convinced we're going to be injected for the rest of our lives. They'll need you to check in to make sure you're still registered, for sure. But will they be injecting poisons? I'm not sure. And the other reason I say that is because we're seeing some public people like Malone and McCullough. They're getting some press on Rogan, but they're pro-vax. And I posted this, controlled opposition of the hour, Dr. Malone, pro-vax. Here he is wearing his tie with the COVID on the tie. And here's a little graphic that I pulled off of Infinite Papers Telegram. I'd give you a link. Here's the link to, if you click this Telegram link, you should get to Infinite Plain Telegram. Let's just see. Yeah. So what, see, it says here. Oh, you got to join. Okay. Message in a private group or channel. This link will only work if you are a member. Interesting. I don't have the link to Infinite Papers. He doesn't make it public. I should ask him if he's going to give that link out. So, he does a lot of good work. He did a seminar on RFK Sr., the assassination, how it was a hoax. Okay. All right, so we got, I'll send him a message. Can I link to your channel? Yeah, so this link that I created for Infinite Papers, you can't get at it unless you join the channel, and I don't know how to add you to the channel. So we'll see if he comes on. He's going to come on eventually, Baby Yoda. It's his channel. So there's my tolerance lost links. And what else I got? Frog and aluminum bits. Yeah, this is on Dr. Ariana Love's channel. Let's take a quick peek here. She is talking about all the different crazy things that she thinks are in the quack scenes. And she looks up different patents. She's on the CDC's website. I really don't know if any of this is true or not. I still think it's just straight up food proteins that's poisoning people, but who knows? Maybe they are playing with all these. When I see stuff like aluminum hydroxide is in the injections, that's the poison. I think that's what the body reacts to and then works overtime to get rid of. I think that's what they call autoimmune. I always wondered why they call it autoimmune, where your body attacks itself. See, that doesn't make sense. But if the body, see, this is why I don't like the term autoimmune. If the body is poisoned with aluminum hydroxide or other metals, then the body's not attacking itself. It's trying to take hold of this metal and bundle it up and get rid of it. Now, if the aluminum is hiding in your brain or in some of your different organs, in your liver, in your pancreas, if that's where it's deposited, does that, when the body goes after these organs that are poisoned, is that what they call autoimmunity? Is autoimmunity a way for them to hide the idea that the body is trying to get rid of the toxins from the vaccine because they can't admit that? Is that why they call it autoimmunity? That's my thought. If they just said the injections have poison in them and the body has to go after it and these poisons are deposited in the end vascular tissues or in those areas, and that's when you look at the body or try and figure out what the body's doing, that's what they call autoimmunity. Body would never attack itself. That's crazy. There's obviously a problem in that area of the body with the toxins, and the body's going there to isolate it and get it out. Makes way more sense. Way more sense. Not the body. Why would the body attack itself? That's ridiculous. Hello, Spider Phallus. Happy New Year to you. Skate and Destroy. You can't wait to see what the new year brings. I can wait. I'm in no rush. If any of you guys want to call in and say Happy New Year, you don't have to say anything other than hello. That's fine. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Go ahead, give me a ringy dingy. I'm just coming on for a short show. I'm not really, don't really have anything profound to bring to you. I'm trying to take it easy this night, this weekend. We're getting a dump of snow right now, so I'm not going anywhere. I'm taking it easy. No family to see. Not one family interaction from my side. Mrs. Fakeologist side, we just take care of her mother. There's no fear of interaction there, even though she's well over 90. But on my side, oh, they just don't want to get together. They're just so afraid. Which means don't have to go anywhere or see anybody. And if you're a slight xenophobe, that's great. Not a problem. This is a really good video I posted on FakoTube. It's a paramedic who's explaining what's happening. And this is Laura Lynch. She's a Canadian. This, wow, got 15 people watching right now. This is really a worthwhile video to watch and listen to. Take a listen to this. It's
some bacteria on their body. But by the time you get to a toxic load enough to wipe out viruses and bacteria and in every little sort of, you know, nook and cranny of their clothing and their hair, their ears, and all the different parts of the body that things get caught up in, it would be impossible. You'd kill the host before you ever killed the disease that you're aiming at. And it's never been done like that. It's vaccine theatrics. And so the first day back to work, I'm like, what is this? This doesn't make any sense. So then I became passionate about trying to figure out what was going on. And that's when I started to investigate this. And conservatively, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a day ever since this started sometimes, and even more. And the more I would love to search and find out that I'm completely wrong, but the more I investigate, the more I search, I find more people around the world, doctors, nurses, you know, lawyers and all kinds of people, PhDs all around the world who are doing the same thing and finding out that the information we're being given just doesn't line up with what we're seeing at all. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. So did you begin, you're a very astute person. And of course, if we understand that there's a pandemic and we've got like people dying worldwide and they're predicting, you know, millions of deaths, you would be paying a lot of attention so that you would know, oh my gosh, you're on the front lines. I mean, did you think, wow, I'm going to actually be up front and close with this, because if this is coming, who are you going to call? They call the paramedics to come if somebody's sick.
Yeah, I remember my first thoughts when I first came in and heard people talking. And I was thinking to myself, well, gee, you know, if this is real, if what I'm hearing is real, because they're just telling me all kinds of pieces of information. And I'm thinking to myself, if this is real, I might actually go to work and succumb to an illness and die. And if that's God's will, so be it. But it was quite a jolt. You know, I don't envy the job of police officers. Every day they run that risk. Especially in metropolitan cities like I've worked in, you know, it's high risk. There's lots of things can go wrong. But for paramedics, we generally don't face the idea that we're going to get killed at work. It doesn't happen. We get injured a lot, huge amount of injuries, but, you know, you usually recover from that. But so you're right. The first time I went into this, I thought to myself, yeah, I might die from this. And then when I started seeing all the nonsense going on, there's something wrong here. There's something profoundly wrong. And it was about 2 days after that that I found a video from China of it's all these apartment buildings, and they're very tall buildings, and the people are being held in there by the Chinese guard, and the health minister is walking through the courtyard, and all the people in every window all the way up these buildings are yelling out the window, it's fake, this isn't real, it's fake, they're lying to you, which doesn't make any sense. That was day two after I first heard that there's a pandemic. Why would all these people be doing that? Chinese people are, you know, their country is a lovely country. I've actually been there. They're lovely people, but their government isn't so great. And to hear them saying this, they have.
All right. So listen to that. She did another one with an OBGYN. Not quite as compelling, and I'm still working my way through that. Don't forget, I don't do as much research on my days off because interacting with my family. And just don't have time to listen to everything that I would like to. I still listen to the No Agenda show. Make sure you subscribe to that. It's well worth it. Here's a video from a guy named Tim Dillon. Did I play this already? It's quite interesting. It's called Monopoly.
On more shares than the remaining 7.
And he really goes through
for the largest agricultural companies in the world. That our entire food industry depends.
Who owns the world, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard.
The elite who own Vanguard don't want anyone to know that they are the owners of the most powerful company on earth. But of course, this is no secret to those who are willing to look into it.
Yeah, that's you and me.
Reports by Oxfam and Bloomberg show that 1% of the world's population collectively owns more money than the other 99%. Indeed, Oxfam claims that as much as 82% of all the money earned in 2017 went to this 1% of people. Naturally, those who own the most powerful company on earth would also be the richest among this 1%. In other words, they are part of the 0.001%. Forbes, the most well-known business magazine in the world, claims that by March 2020 there were some 2,075 billionaires. Oxfam's report showed that two-thirds of all these billionaires obtained their fortune through inheritances and monopolies. So this means that Vanguard is in the hands of the richest families on Earth.
That's right.
If we study their history, we discover that these families have always belonged to the top of the pyramid.
And I've always said
some
this.
Even well before the Industrial Revolution began.
Absolutely.
Because their history is so interesting and extensive, I will explain some more about them in the follow-up video that I'm currently working on. But in order not to elaborate too far, I will just point out that many of these families belong to royal bloodlines, and they are the founders of our banking system, the United Nations, and every industry in the world. These families never lost their power, but because of an increasing world population, they were forced to hide behind investment companies such as Vanguard, whose largest shareholders are the private funds and non-profit organizations of these families.
That's right.
To make the bigger picture more clear, I need to briefly explain something about these non-profit organizations. These are the links that connect the business community with politics and the media, allowing major conflicts of interest. At first glance, however, this is not too noticeable. Nonprofits, also called foundations, are organizations that rely on donations, and they do not have to publish from whom they receive those donations. They can invest this money in whatever they want, and do not have to pay tax on their profits as long as those profits are reinvested in other projects that they are involved in.
That's what we gotta get rid of, by the way.
Nonprofits can move hundreds of billions of dollars from invisible investors. According to a report by the Australian government, this makes nonprofit organizations ideal to finance terrorist groups and launder large sums of money. The foundations and funds of the families who are highest in the hierarchy of the 1% hide behind the scenes as much as possible. However, for cases that have a lot of publicity and attention, they use the foundations of philanthropist families that are lower in the ranking, but who are also extremely wealthy. In order to be concise, I will only highlight the three most important foundations in the world that connect all the industries in the world to each other. These are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Open Society Foundations of the controversial multi-billionaire George Soros, and the Clinton Foundation. A very brief introduction to give you an idea of the size of these types of foundations. According to the official website of the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation is the largest funder of the World Health Organization, after President Donald Trump halted the funding of the WHO by the US in 2020. This makes the Gates Foundation one of the most influential organizations in the world in the area of everything that relates to our health. The Gates Foundation has a close partnership with the 16 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, including Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, BioNTech, and Bayer. And we have just seen who owned the most shares of these companies. Bill Gates was anything but a poor computer nerd who made it to one of the richest people in the world. But he came from a philanthropic family that, just like himself, worked for the absolute elite. Bill is the founder of Microsoft, which is owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and until recently, Berkshire Hathaway. But at the same time, the Gates Foundation is the largest shareholder after BlackRock.
All right, I think we know most of this, but it is important to remind ourselves. And this guy did a really good job. He's got a good voice and a calm demeanor. And I think you'll like this. It's very shareable. And it's certainly worth taking a peek at. Here's another video that I posted on FakoTube. Make sure you go to FakoTube. And don't forget, you can download all the videos on FakoTube clicking one link. You need quite a few gigabytes of space. But you definitely can do that. So take a peek at that. And there's the donate, the Twitter, the Discord, all the links. All the links for you. We'll play a bit of this.
Hello, dear friends. Today we will talk about a very important historical event. Thanks to the microbiologist Stefan Lenka, on April 21st, 2021, we've got an irrefutable proof that virology is not based on scientific methods. Now, I will introduce you to this and give you an important context that will help you understand the topic. If you are a virologist and you want to prove the existence of a virus and its causal relationship to a disease, you have to do three very simple things. One, isolate. In other words, extract the virus from a sick person and purify it so you have an isolate consisting only of pure viral particles and nothing else. Two, visualize this virus under a microscope, take a photo, characterize it as a unique biochemical structure, sequence its genome, and determine which protein it is made of. Three, transfer the purified virus into an experimental host and cause disease. If you follow these steps successfully, only then can you prove that a virus exists and causes disease. This is what Chinese virologists should have done with the first so-called COVID patients in Wuhan to be able to claim that their respiratory conditions are caused by a virus. People often ask me, doesn't the fact that a certain number of people in Wuhan got sick at the same time prove the existence of the virus? Let's clarify this point. When we see that a certain number of people fall ill at the same time, we are making epidemiological observations. Epidemiology does not prove the existence of anything, nor does it claim a specific cause for these conditions. The role of epidemiological observation is to record that the fact people exhibit certain symptoms, and epidemiologists can also propose hypotheses that need to be tested to understand the cause of these conditions. Epidemiology is not proving or asserting anything. Determining the cause of these conditions occurs after epidemiological studies have taken place and we understand that something is happening and people start to show symptoms. If you think that the fact that people get sick at the same time automatically proves the existence of a virus, then you think that scurvy is caused by a virus. After all, sailors began to fall ill with the same symptoms simultaneously or one after another. Therefore, for a very long time, it was believed that scurvy is a contagious, infectious disease, and all those who offered alternative explanations were ridiculed. Same about conditions such as beriberi and pellagra, which were considered infectious diseases.
All right, this is the Russian girl. She has a really good channel. I don't know if it's mainly in Russian, but I pulled this off someone else who did the English translation. But she has interviewed Amanda Vollmer before, and she does a good job. All right, don't forget on my site to share all the videos. You can download the videos. You can create playlists. If you're logged into FakoTube, you can comment. And don't forget fakeologist.com, fakeologist forums, the Discord. We've got it all. We've got it all on our site. Well, this was just a short show. Just going to check in and say hello. There are a few people in the chat on FakoTube. And there are also a few people in the YouTube channel. If you want to call in, I'll take a call. Just before I take off, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Other than that, I don't have too much tonight, guys. I may come back tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see who wants to chime in. I tried to get Jim O'Kelly on. But he wrote me right back, actually, and he said his wife just died a few hours before. Can you imagine that? What timing? That was the other day. I invited him on when I had Northern Tracy on. I don't know how long he was married or how old his wife was. I assume she's in the same age bracket, so that was bad timing. Anyway, Okay. Well, the phone is not ringing. No one is on the Discord. We had a really great show on New Year's Eve. It's 17 hours, so if you don't find that you got enough content from me over the next couple days, check into the audio chat. All of them are at fakeologist.com/audio chat or fake11.com/audio. I might come back tomorrow if I have something worth talking about. You, if any of you guys want to call in tomorrow, you can join me on the Discord. We can talk about anything you want regarding fakeology and the COVID hoax. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. It's been about an hour. Any tips or tricks? Ima at fakeologist.com. Send me an email. Or imafakeologist@protonmail.com. If you do sign up on FakeoTube, just be aware that Gmail sometimes blocks my emails. So I've suggested people use protonmail.com. If you know another place to receive email, you can try that as well. I know mail.com doesn't always work, and Comcast also blocks fakeologist emails. They say it's spam. You have to pay a reputation company to get yourself rehabilitated so your emails go through. So I just say try another mail platform. And protonmail.com, I don't think, is selling your data like Gmail or Hotmail or Yahoo. I'm really stunned about how many people use Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail. You guys got to get away from that. Definitely get away. There are alternatives. The best alternative is set up your own server, $100 a year with you get your own space. But, yeah, I wouldn't recommend staying on those things. So get away from them if possible. All right. Don't forget, I'm on Telegram, fake11.com/telegram. That's a free group to join. Don't forget, send me an email if you found this show interesting. And I will put up the graphic. If you want to donate, you're certainly welcome to. fakeologist.com/donate. Maybe I'll start making betting suggestions. That will really get the site going, don't you think? If you have any guest suggestions, just send me an email and I'll try and get them on. But thanks for joining live. I appreciate it. And don't forget, usually Sunday to Thursday around 8 to 8:30 p.m., And don't give up. Keep spreading the information. We'll talk next time.